My name is John Erling. Today's date is January 20th, 2012. Bill, if you'll state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
I'm William Jarbo Ross. I was born May 9, 1930. My age is 81 years and 7 months.
Where are we recording this interview?
In the offices of our two foundations. Those are the Inasmuch Foundation and the Ethics and Excellence in Journalism Foundation.
Let's go back in your family and talk about, first of all, your grandfather.
All right.
Your grandfather's name.
My grandfather Ross was George Ross, no middle name. He was an orphan, and he was raised by an order of nuns in St. Louis, Missouri. I think he was born about 1858. The nuns, there's a French order, I can't think of the name of it right now, but anyway, he had a very good education up through probably the 7th or 8th grade. He was bilingual, and at that point, he left his school, which I assume he would have been maybe 14 years old. It's my understanding he went to live with a family in the St. Louis area. I don't think that worked out very well at all, and so I think he took off 6 months or a year after he went to live with them. I don't know anything about the interim, except that I know that he married my grandmother in Gainesville, Texas. Her name was Justina Westermann. She came from Baden-Baden, Germany. She had some brothers that were over here in the country. I think they left because the prince was demanding that all the boys serve in his army, which was not a good thing at all. So some of the brothers came over, and then I think my grandmother came over. As she got to Gainesville, I'm not sure. There were several Westermans here in Oklahoma, even when I was a boy. She had one brother here. So I assume that's how she got to Gainesville, how they met.
Do you know when they met or got married?
They were married in 1886. And I have the marriage license in an old German Catholic missal.
So how then do they get to Oklahoma? Why did they come to Oklahoma?
It's my understanding that my grandfather had a bakery in Gainesville, and the lands were opening up here in Oklahoma, and he thought that was an opportunity. So he made the run into the territory on April 22nd, 1889. I think it's always interesting. He made it on the Santa Fe Railroad. The word is that in earlier years, a horse stepped on his foot or something. He didn't like him at all, so he was much happier making it on the Santa Fe.
We might point out that, of course, horses, horse and wagon, buggies, noon on that day, at the sound of the gun, they all took off.
They all took off, as did the train.
Then the train have to go a certain speed?
Yes, I think it was 12 miles an hour was the most it could go. They tried to calibrate it to the speed of a horse so that it wouldn't have some advantage where it'd come up here 40 or 50 miles an hour. Well, of course, he came up on it from Gainesville, but it was at a point north of Purcell, right there on the South Canadian River, at noon on the 22nd of April, 1889. The guns went off, the train, the horses, the carriages, the wagons, what have you, people on foot, all took off running.
And they say it was just a beautiful, sunny, blue sky day.
That's what I've heard, too. So anyway, the train came on up to the station in Oklahoma City, which was a little bit south of where the present Santa Fe station is located. Sounds too good to be true, but I understand that he walked across the street and staked out a lot on the corner of California, and now E.K. Gaylord.
How big a lot would that have been?
It's either 20 or 25 feet.
You wonder, I mean, he just walked out and saw a lot that hadn't been claimed yet.
Well, that's the word. I don't know what all was involved in that. Anyway, he ended up with it, and no questions asked on my part. So he ended up with the lot, and he started to construct his bakery there. My grandmother stayed down in Gainesville, Texas, until I guess he got the building up, which was, I think, the middle of May of 1889. I guess they were married in 1885, because my Uncle George was born in late 1886, and then my dad was born on June 21st, 1888. So he was about 11 months old when my grandmother brought my Uncle George and my dad on the train also and came up. This was the middle of May, and the little family moved into the back of the bakery down here on California. Later that summer, I think they moved into an apartment hotel or something, got out of the back of the bakery. Eventually, they had a lot down on Washington Street, which is, I guess, 2nd Street. They sold it to old Judy in the 1920s, about 1920, I guess.
What did they sell?
The lot, where they built their house.
Your grandparents then, if they sold the place they lived in and they sold the bakery.
Oh, this was years later.
Okay.
No, they had the bakery up through, I think, probably till the turn of the century. I might tell you a little bit more about my grandfather, if you'd be interested
yeah.
in hearing.
Mm-hmm.
After he made the run, they all got settled in and everything, then he was on the 2nd City Council here in Oklahoma City. He was always involved in the affairs of the city. He's very interested in it, apparently. I know clear up into, I think it was 1912 or 13, that the city switched from a mayoral type of government to a city manager type. Of course, the citizens had to vote on it. And I know he was back on the council at that time. Now he's trilingual. He spoke, of course, English and the French that he learned from his early days. And then he also spoke German because my grandmother taught him that. The only thing was my grandmother would not allow German to be uttered in her house. We're in the United States. This is the land of promise, and we're not going to have that. But apparently she did teach him, probably when she first got over. But he translated the charter to be voted on into the other two languages. There were quite extensive, I think, German population here at that time. And there were some French also. I've got the English copy that he had, but I don't have either of the other two.
So he was very civically involved.
He was civically involved. He was until he died. I never knew him well. I mean, he died when I was 5. I have memories of him. I mean, taking walks with him and going to the grocery store with him and things like that.